This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So why don't we go? That's the topic here at 208. Chad Hartman with Chris Tubbs. Chris, thank you so much for all the work this week. Harrigan should be back on Monday. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Chip Scoggins, all with you on a Monday.
So is Harrigan a coastal elite then?
Because he is. He's a snob.
Yeah,
he's a West Coast snob. I'm sure he's living up to it on a regular basis.
I mean, I just said what everybody's thinking. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. And you feel better.
I do.
I had two doctor's appointments the last 2 days for. Not the most serious issues, but issues where you should monitor them or else they become potentially serious issues. And my question is, why don't some of us, most of us, do that more often? Let's get to some of the obvious reasons. Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have insurance. And right now, there are ways to qualify, but there are many people don't know about the ways to qualify, and there are many people who can fall through the cracks. Money.
Mm.
And it's right in tandem with insurance, or let's be honest, depending what insurance you have, it still can be extraordinarily expensive. I have been battling and dealing with my insurance and a Quinton visit from a long time ago, which was classified improperly. Good luck to all of us. We've all been there when you're trying to resolve something. And many times the people are very friendly. It's just the process. It's getting a hold of someone. It's having the two parties communicate. Good luck. So there are cost issues all over the place. Those are the ones that you can understand. I can't pay for it. I can't pay for it because I don't have insurance, or I don't have the money for all the copays.
The copays can add up so quickly.
Yeah. And also, pending what you sign up for, when do I get to my minimum? What is my minimum?
Yes.
What, you know, let's say you're someone who has multiple issues. You're going to cover this. You're not going to cover that. Let's get to some other ones. And I want you to tell me, why do you think people don't go to the doctor more often on a preventative side when they should? Because my two visits were tied to one issue I've been dealing with for a while. It's an annoying issue. It's a problematic issue. It's not a life-altering issue. And then one's just trying to stay ahead. Arrogance. I think that's why some of us don't go. Or let me maybe tie it more to, in a more sympathetic way, immunity. It's not going to happen to me. Right? I'm going to be fine. Somebody else ends up getting this. I don't get it. I feel fine. I seem fine. Why should I go?
Well, that's just it. You know, I I'm feeling fine. Why do I have to go? Like, nothing's wrong with me. And that, I think that's some of it. And then I do think that part of it is also, well, you got these doctor bills. And, yeah, if you got to get on payment plans or you don't know what your deductible is and there's a whole, I think there's a whole litany of reasons. I think it's a fascinating topic, yeah, because it's so many layers.
I have a few more. We're foolish. We're just foolish. And maybe this is tied right with it's not going to be me. Where, and again, I'm behind in another appointment. So I'm, if anybody thinks I'm suggesting I'm flawless with this, I'm not. When I told someone important to me that I had these two appointments, it was good and it was about time. Okay? About time.
You get that a lot.
She's right. Well, I might get that in a lot of areas of conversation, too. But we're just foolish. Nah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to put it with the right priority. Because it's the cliche, but it's 100% right. You start having your health deteriorate in a slight, subtle, moderate, dramatic, overwhelming way. The little BS that we're all caught up in, the other things that we're enjoying, what we want to do in the future, they get lost in the shuffle or they don't happen. Now, another one would be, do you have enough people? And you shouldn't need this. Let's be clear. Do you have enough people reminding you, hey, Chris, I know you've got that throat issue. Or, hey, Chris, you haven't had a physical in 4 years. Hey, Chris, whatever it might be, we all can use a little cajoling, a little pushing, a little insisting. Should we need that to schedule appointments if financially it's doable? No. But it's a part of it. How aggressive, let's use that word, how persistent do we think doctors' offices should be reaching out to patients? I think mainly, Chris, they get too much going on.
Yeah, it does become something where the patient should be proactive, not reactive. But then I feel like sometimes when they're like, hey, kind of like a mechanic, right? It's like, okay, you need to get this checked out or you need to get this checked out. Your cholesterol is a little too high, your blood pressure this, maybe you need to somehow, bring your sodium down, your BMI, whatever. And then you're like, okay, yeah, but is any of it a pressing priority? Mm-hmm. No. I feel like maybe you're trying to upsell me on something. You're trying to get me on coming in and getting more blood work. It's like, I just had blood work. It's fine. I know I know what I have to do to fix things. I don't need to constantly go in when I can self-maintain. And a lot of times when we self-maintain, we don't do a very good job.
Yep. I think that's right on. I just, we've all been to doctor's offices before. Does it really look like with the staff they have, they need to have two other people? And a huge part of their job is calling patients and saying, why aren't you in? I don't think so. There are certain procedures at certain ages, younger or older, that we're going to get more notices. And if you get a couple notices and you pass and you don't do it, it's not smart. It's not the right thing to do, and I'm behind on one that's important. But I don't think offices need to do it.
No.
So those are a few things I suggest. Are you someone who doesn't go to the doctor? Why don't you? Are you someone who does it all the time? What would you say to other people? Do you think collectively we're decent at this? We're good at this? We're great at this? It seems to be the numbers are better at certain ages for women to go more frequently than men. But that's not an automatic. That's not everybody. So why, if it is available to us, why don't we take advantage of our health care, which isn't cheap, which we're paying for, and we're just potentially putting ourselves in harm by not doing it? And I am a long ways from the person who in any way is lecturing you, because I can fall behind, and I have. After going to a couple appointments, I'm shaking my head at myself. What do you want to say on this topic? Because I think this can resonate with a lot of people out there. Maybe you're in the middle of this. Maybe somebody close to you is. I'd love to hear from you. Why don't we go? 651-461-9226. That's the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. If you want to text, that's fine. You want to elaborate through a phone call? Love that also. Again, the phone number, 651-461-9226 here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Am I wrong with Tubbsy? That's coming up. I assume Card to Sharks with DeRussia at 410. Q loves it. I might have to bring Q in studio to watch Card to Sharks.
Would he be starstruck by Jason DeRussia?
No, he would not. Okay. He's been around Jason before. He would want to be videotaping the whole thing. Maybe he'd be the person turning the cards. He would absolutely.
Oh, he'd love that, wouldn't he?
He would love that. He'd want to get paid, though. He probably would want to get paid. Okay, why don't we go to the doctor? I want to hear from you. We're getting plenty of texts. I'd love more. Love some more phone calls. 651-461-9226. Brendan, kind enough to call in. Go ahead, Brendan. You're on the home of the Twins, WCCO.
Hey, guys. Great program here. Listen as much as I can.
Thank you. Very kind.
I have an executive master's in healthcare administration through the University of Minnesota.
Oh, perfect. So
this topic has been dear to me because I think one thing maybe the listeners don't know, there's a lot of physician burnout. So what that does is it means they can't keep up with the latest medicine. So patients begin to trust them less with their care and they're not getting better. So they go in for, you know, perhaps a issue like you were mentioning, something that you were, that's chronic perhaps, and yep, that you're trying to stay on top of, but you kind of just get the same advice because these doctors are so overworked and they don't have time to research the latest medicine. What are your thoughts there?
Well, listen, stay with me, because let me just do a slight pivot of that. You know, I think a lot of people, Brennan, I'm so lucky. My doctor is not only a friend of mine, but he's been my doctor for decades and decades. He's getting to a point where he's going to step down, and he knows me so well. I think people also miss at times, Brennan. We have this, not all the time, but sometimes if we have kids with the pediatric office, but as we get older, it's not the same as it used to be where I was going in to see Dr. Fill in the blank. And now if it's a different person and it's a bit of what you're saying, they're just going from patient to patient to patient, and there's a bit of burnout factor. I wonder if all parties lose a little bit of that connection, which is so important.
Yeah, I think one other part to this that's very worth pointing out is the model of healthcare that we operate under, by and large, and there's a term that's called fee for service. And what that means is that the more patients that you see in a day, the more charges you can send to insurance, the more revenue you incur for your organization. So the incentive is not to make anybody better.
Yeah.
It's to really quickly churn and burn patients. And it contributes to provider burnout, but it also limits the amount of consulting you can have with a patient to help them feel like they can get better.
Okay, how do we stop that?
We tried to with the Affordable Care Act. We created things called accountable care organizations where the care model was meant to focus on quality care. You'd get a per member per month payment from insurance companies, and that fee per month was to keep the patient under care under a certain amount of dollars per head. But what ended up happening is now we're so backed up with specialists, I'd wonder if some of your listeners can agree to this.
Yeah.
Maybe you can.
Oh.
Our specialists can't see it for months. So you won't get better. You just kind of stay sick. And then the longer you can't see your specialist, the longer you become, you identify with being a sick person, and you no longer feel like it's worth going to the office anymore to
see
your doctor.
That's such a great point. I'll just give my example, which I think a lot of people will have their own story. My son has a myriad of health issues, including he's an epileptic, right? And he's 23 now, and so we've had to transition over to an adult neurologist, and we love the clinic, but it is so hard to get in. It is so incredible. And he's at a point right now where, knock on whatever formica this is, where we're in a pretty good stretch. Not a great stretch, but a pretty darn good stretch. And so it isn't a priority. Where now we see his neurologist once every 14, 15 months, and I would love for our peace of mind if it was sooner, but that's one of our specialists with Quentin. It's the same thing with numerous other appointments. We had an appointment come up the other day, and excuse me, we forgot about it because we had made it like almost 2 years ago. It was that hard to get in and see this specialist.
Oh, my goodness. I have colleagues who work at the University of Minnesota, and their gastroenterology department, they weren't able to see new patients for the entire calendar year of 2023. They sent out letters that we can't even accept a single new patient, and that's a particularly difficult specialty to get in with. So you gotta be your advocate as a patient. You gotta try to do what you can to live a healthy lifestyle, and there are alternative models for medicine that are worth looking into, I would say.
Brendan, very good. Thank you so much for the kind words. Call in again.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Take care.
Lots of texts coming in. So why don't you go to your doctor's office? Among the texts, and I'd love more too. 651-461-9226. Don't like hearing bad news. You know, it's a bit tied to another text ahead of it. Ostrich strategy. Bury your head in the sand and hope it'll go away. I think there's a little bit of that. There is a little bit of concern of what you might hear. It's counterintuitive, right? It's backwards, because for any of us who follow that in any part of our lives, as dreading as you might be to hear something, maybe you have the ability to do something about it the sooner you find out about that news. But do any of us relish that opportunity, or relish or just, you know, are thriving on, well, guess what? Your diabetes isn't good, or the weight is still an issue. And I want doctors to have those hard conversations, but it's not always easy to be the one who hears it. More text, 651-461-9226. This text, I already know they'll be yelling at me for being overweight. Well, we've had the weight conversation before, Chris, and I'll bring you in. I'm not asking when I see, let's say, a regular visit, my regular physical. I'm not asking a doctor to yell at people, but I think we can have stern conversations, especially if you're the type of person who comes in once every 3-4 years. If the doctor knows that I'm giving up on exercise or I'm not eating the right way, and it's within the time frame, it's within the finances, and if not, it's going to really be detrimental to my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need them to avoid it. I think the delivery does matter, though.
But they're not there to spare your feelings, right? I mean, their job is to try and give you the big picture and tell you, this is your BMI. You are overweight. You're this. You're that. And, I mean, let's be honest. For most of us, we kind of know that we got a little bit of pudding. Like, we know that we've got problems with our health, that our cholesterol is too high, our, you know, whatever. So for them, I think it just sucks. It's just it's like a reality when they tell it to you. You're like, I kind of knew it, but now you're telling me, like, officially, like, yeah, I do have all of these issues.
Where do you stand on pudding, by the way? You like pudding?
I love pudding. Yeah. I mean, look at me. I've had pudding in my life.
let's see. It's a dental one. Last time I had a dental cleaning was 2019. I used to religiously go every 6 months. When COVID hit, I didn't go. After the vaccinations were widely distributed, I just kept putting it off. Went in this week, and they gave me Clean Bill Health. We're surprised how well my teeth and gums look. Not advocating for waiting that long, but the suggestion that you go in as often for certain things may be over-exaggerated. I think this person, I would say, did a very good job with their teeth. As someone who, again, I have a dentist who's my great friend, but because of some health issues I face, I don't go as often. I think this person might be the outlier. That's one way, way too many people put off. More texts. I was fine on the outside and then found out I had stage 4 non-Hodgkin's on the inside, finally getting a hernia fixed, and that's how they found it. Wow, what a way to find it. Had my annual physical today. Wow. 3 years after the last one, for all the different reasons you mentioned, money, fear, anxiety, arrogance, hate insurance companies, I'm sure I could find a few more excuses. My father died at 68 due to colon cancer. He never had a colonoscopy, which if he'd have done it, would have likely saved his life. I won't make that same mistake again. I can't stop my sugar and alcohol addiction. There's no help for me. I think there is. Addictions can cover so many aspects of life. Can individuals create one when it's not there? Yeah, they're the outliers. Let's not dwell on them. Let's show compassion and decency and understand how difficult it is to break something if there is a chemical change in your body. That's where a doctor can be an ally, especially, most importantly, if you find the right doctor, which isn't the easiest thing to do. Excellent text. I really appreciate you chiming in. And anytime you take a little bit of time and listen to us, whether it's for 10 minutes, whether it's on a regular basis, don't forget you can get podcasts, because I get it, most people can't listen all 3 hours Monday through Friday. Anywhere you get podcasts, just punch in Chad Hartman Show. I occasionally put some pictures up on Instagram, not that often, occasionally family stuff. Same thing, Chad Hartman Show. And love to have you follow us on Twitter, Tubbsy, C-M Tubbs, T-U-B-B-S. And I'm at Chad Hartman Show. Give us a follow. If you want to dump us, but try for a little bit. It's at 33 past 2. Traffic, weather, and Am I Wrong with Chris? Never said that. Not buying it. AI must have said it. All right, Chris, what do you have?
All right. Well, we all like our reality TV, and maybe at the forefront of that was American Idol, hashtag back in the day. Mm-hmm. Well, Carrie Underwood is going to return to American Idol.
I saw that.
As its newest judge. Here's my question.
Yes, sir.
And this is my statement. When you go through your fifth incarnation of judges, you need to just end the show, because American Idol now is not American Idol back in 2002. Reuben Studdard, David Archuleta, Clay Aiken, David Cook, they are not walking through that door. So tell me, American Idol, after you go through five different incarnations of your judges, you have to end the show.
Oh, hit it.
Am I wrong?
I think it's been done since Simon, right? Listen, the singers and Simon. Yeah, Paul Abdul was weird. Randy Jackson, maybe. But Simon was it, and now he's on America's Got Talent. I've moved on completely.
Yeah,
I've moved on.
Too.
Now, you could say Katy Perry was on that show for, what, 4 or 5 years? Katy Perry, even though her latest album's getting crushed. Lionel's still a big deal. And who? Luke Bryan?
Bryan.
Right, so fairly big names. Has it hurt the voice? The voice runs through them quickly,
The same. It's the same thing. You can put all of these singing. Like, it was cool at the time, but it's kind of like my first marriage. It's just kind of like so far in the past. You just kind of forget they ever existed.
What if your ex-wife all of a sudden was added to the panel? I mean, would you be inclined to watch more or less?
Oh, probably more.
Yeah.
Means I wouldn't watch at all.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure your present wife's going to be thrilled to hear the whole. So, you want to watch your ex-wife on TV? Okay, good luck with the doors. It's numbers, right? I mean, I've never been drawn that much to the reality show craze. And you know what they're saying? We don't need you. We're fine. We're worth the industry itself as a whole. It's worth billions of dollars. So we'll be fine. But think about how it surged stars, though.
It did, but does it do it anymore? Like, I don't listen.
They're only doing it, right, if they want to get a little boost, don't you think?
That's all it is. I mean, it was on, what, Fox, and then it actually, like, ran its course. It was dormant for 2 years, and then ABC picked it up. Once a network says, we don't want you anymore, that is your hint. It's like Bill Engvall, there's your sign.
Yeah.
You just need to go.
How long have they been on ABC now? Six, 7 years?
I think since 18. Yeah. So
that's still a pretty good run.
6 years, yeah.
The other thing about money, it's money, who's watching it, and outside of paying the salary of the stars, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. And I you know, Simon had to be making a crazy amount of money at the peak.
Oh, show doesn't work without Simon.
Right. Are these guys making peak, or do they just view it as an avenue? All right, that's it. That's a fair one. I like it.
All right, so Suni Lee, great story.
You're going to rip the Suni Lee story just after she won the bronze medal?
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Absolutely. Suni Lee, for everything that she overcame, the kidney issues, to come back and be a bronze medalist, a gold medalist, just to get back to that level, I feel like this has got to be in the upper echelon of Minnesota sports stories, and I will put it in the top five. So tell me.
Am I wrong?
Okay. Top five when? Top five all time?
I would say top five all time because of what she had to overcome. Like, I mean, this was in the rearview mirror, and for her to train and get the clearance and get back to an Olympic level, something that hard, I could not imagine the amount of work that she had to go through. And it's an excellent perseverance story.
I think if we look at it on that part of it, the perseverance, the health, and for most mere mortals, and I'm not counting Simone in this category, the narrow window you have for Olympic gymnastics. For her to flourish 4 years ago, have all of these issues, including her body completely changing in gymnastics. I mean, how many people in gymnastics, let alone the kidney issues, but gain that type of weight and come back and are this dominant? So I don't know if you said top stories of all time in Minnesota sports, and we ask this question 10 years from now, if she comes in the top five. But if we all remember the unique health challenges that team sports and individuals faced, I think you make a very good point. I think that's very fair. Let's pause right here. It's 47 past 2. Even on the Am I Wrongs, if you want to chime in, you certainly can. That works out fine. You can text away 651-461-9226 on CCO.
Yeah.
253 this weekend. You're bouncing on, doing whatever you want. You miss parts of the show. That's a great time to podcast us. Anywhere you get your podcast, unless it's a company which doesn't own the show, I'd love if they put us on there. That'd be very kind. I think the chances are about zero. But however you get your podcast, just punch in Chad Hartman Show and boom. Check out various segments. Here he comes in. The host of Card to Sharks, Jason DeRosha. Do we have Card to Sharks today?
We do.
Okay. I did notice that my suggestion of having a man and a woman so that those of us in the listening audience can definitely tell who's playing, that has so far fallen on deaf ears.
So far hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
I don't select the contestants, so this is...
stay in your lane?
I blame the producer.
Yeah. In other words,
he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
What he wants is caller number one and caller number two.
Yeah. I've lived that life before.
He was your producer.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with workshopping it easily, though.
Yeah.
You mean workshop caller one, caller two?
I think Dan has decided there's no workshopping.
No.
There's no debating. It's,
he's like,
hey,
I've had enough.
Eloise, you're one. Mildred, you're two. Let's go. All right, what do we have for another Am I Wrong, Chris Stubbs?
All right, well, here's one. And Kevin Smith turns 54 today. Love Kevin Smith. Silent Bob, Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma. I still feel like Kevin Smith is slept on for all of his contributions to film, to entertainment, and media. And Kevin Smith, is he underrated?
Am I wrong?
Wow, we're combining underrated, overrated.
I know what happened there.
And am I wrong?
I'm taking two bits, combining them.
At first, when you mentioned Kevin Smith, I was thinking about, like, the guy.
The guy's done 19 jobs
here. He was like, yes.
That Kevin Smith.
I'm like, huh?
By the way, my view of that guy, overrated.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
He's overrated. This is valid, Chris, I think 15 years ago.
You're wrong. This is... What a ridiculous...
What has he done in the last 15 years?
Come on, Tubbs.
It doesn't matter what he's done recently.
Kevin Smith?
You don't think Kevin Smith is...
No. I think some of those were good.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose your comeback could be, you can't say George Washington is a good president because it didn't happen yesterday.
I mean, it's not, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Was he a bit of a one-noter, though? Did we want him to branch out a little bit?
But, I mean, he didn't just do the comedies. I mean, he was a, you know... Very serious.
Hello?
You
know? Kevin Smith was like, was he competing with Clooney?
Well, no, he wasn't competing with Clooney.
Harrison Ford?
Did this just come up because, like, you Googled who celebrity birthdays are today and it's Kevin Smith's birthday?
No,
I think he's out of material.
I've always been a Kevin Smith
fan. All right. I mean, sometimes I run a little slow on material, too. Yeah. Like, what am I going to do today?
How about Chris Tubbs right now? Is Jason DeRusha right now being a jackass to me? Am I wrong?
No, that's, I can take it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, but...
I'm not a 10-minute afternoon host.
10 minutes ago, I was looking up to see what national day it is today. So that's how you know that you're like, I'm sort of out of gas on the big, hot political stuff.
It's Kevin Smith's birthday, Jason.
We got to go. It's Canopy next.
If you're a big shot like Randy Shaver...
Yeah.
And you're uploading a photo of you and your friend Chad Hartman onto your Facebook page.
Yeah. And Twitter.
Do you purposely look for, like, the dopiest photo of you possible?
I felt that way. This was a part of a pickleball event.
Obviously.
In my...
Because you are 100. Why? Okay. You may as well retire.
Okay.
You and Randy Shaver.
Yeah, this is my fourth time playing pickleball.
My gosh.
And all of a sudden I was in there with some pros.
Sure.
I walked out there shamefully.
Yeah.
Okay. It was.
That's what he said. He was ripping on you when I made a comment on his Facebook page.
It was embarrassing. But then I have six or seven friends send me this picture where my eyes are barely open. I think my mouth is agape.
Yeah.
And I couldn't look worse. And I'm like, everybody else looks good. We could have. Wasn't there one picture where I didn't look like a complete goofball?
Action shot.
Yeah. Action shot.
Do you think...
It's like Jordan with the tongue.
Does Shaver do his own social media, or do you think he has a team? He's like a big shot.
He's got a team.
Probably.
And they were out to get me. And I will have my vengeance. I will.
You know, sometimes in life, Chad, you need a team. And when you're shopping for insurance...
I walked into this one, didn't I?
There's nobody better.
My God.
Than the great team...
I'm puking right now.
At Minnesota's own, the Canopy Group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.